Coach Bob McKillop of the winning Wildcats joins us at courtside. And, Coach, we talked in the pregame about the necessity for Davidson to commit itself to defense. And in the first half, it was about as good as it gets.
Yeah, I was thrilled with our defense in the first half. And, John, our defense in the second half wasn't that bad. You know, they got two loose ball, three-point plays, and then they got another one on an offensive rebound against the 1-3-1 zone that they got the dunk and the putback and the foul. So 9 points in that flurry right there that got them back in the game. And, of course, they were not taking the ball through the net down the other end because we weren't making shots. Weathering that storm, particularly weathering the storm, when number 23 wound up with 5 points. I don't recall a game where number 23 for us had 5 points. I don't know when the last time it was.
This year?
Well, he struggled. And they did a terrific job on him. They really locked on him. And with Peyton struggling, how wonderful it was for John, for Keyshawn, for Will to step up and give us those points and those minutes. And, you know, Rusty hit that big three. So, and Jack was sensational. I thought Jack was absolutely sensational, made every big shot he had to make, took very good shots, made very good decisions, and really could be the best game he's played this year.
You know, all he needs is to have Stefan in the audience all the time.
You know, I think I'm going to invite Steph back for every one of our games from now on. And how about that? How about Steph's appearance? His beautiful dedication to him. You know, I don't recall Davidson College selling out and a guy is not even playing.
Yeah.
You know, a sellout for a guy that's come to watch the game. So that just tells you the iconic nature of Steph and how magnetic he is. And, you know, we're so proud of him and so honored that we now have a section, and in particular a student section. He was such a model student athlete for us, and now to see him represented as the guy that the section is named after, very, very special.
Coach, how important, you mentioned it, but obviously Jack's 32, sensational. But Gudmundson with 12, McGarity with 11, Pritchett with 10. How important were those contributions to your offense?
We have been looking for that third scorer all year long. You know, Peyton's been that, and Jack has been that. And the third guy has not been showing his face the way we want him to. Mm-hmm. And tonight we had three guys show their face for that double-digit production. And if we can get that kind of potential production from those guys, I think it could be very, very big step for us.
I think that we're seeing a player that's going to emerge as a tremendous Davidson basketball player in John Axel Gudmundson.
I think so, and I thought both freshman guards were pretty darn good. You know, you realize that Keyshawn and John are both freshmen, and for them to play the minutes they did and to give us the production they did, that's very, very encouraging.
What was the locker room like as far as excitement about Stefan being here, Coach?
I think there was excitement about Steph. I think there was excitement about this tremendous Davidson crowd. This is the way it was when Steph played, as you know. When mm-hmm. Steph played here, it was the only time in our history of in my tenure that they were scalping tickets out in front of the Wildcat. And, you know, so it's wonderful to see this. But that excitement generated by this crowd, and the crowd was terrific. And realize this is the first time we've played in front of the students since back in December. Mm-hmm. So it's been a long, long haul.
Did you have, when they got back into the, they never were out of the game, but when they got back in the game at 6 points, 8 points, I think you took a timeout. What was the message on the bench at that point in the game?
Play to win. Play to win. Because when you get into that situation, you get tight. You get hesitant. And it impacts your shooting. It impacts your aggression. And we let go. And the guy that was most aggressive, the guy that made the plays right there, Jack Gibbs. Mm-hmm. He was absolutely sensational making plays at the pivotal part of the game. Great players do great things at great times, and Jack did that tonight.
And, you know, one final word, Coach, is I think, you know, nobody wants to see Peyton struggle. He very seldom struggles, as a matter of fact. But when you can win a 14-point margin in an A-10 game, when he plays and scores 5 points, that's pretty encouraging.
Yeah, that's very, very impressive that our guys picked that up. And nice to see And Peyton never gave up, never quit, continued to fight, did have 7 rebounds. So these things happen. This is the first time this year it's happened. So after 18 games, it's a pretty impressive performance so far this year for Peyton Aldridge.
Well, congratulations, Coach. What a nice night for Davidson basketball, having Steph back and getting a win. Can't get much better than that.
It certainly has been an exciting night and a memorable night. Thanks, John.
Okay, Coach Bob McKillop.